Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas? And welcome to Friday's radio show. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody around the world can pull up my radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And I want to talk sports. Let's talk G-Money Sports Report right here on the radio show. Let's talk baseball. Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root, root, root for the home.
Yeah, this is G Money. What's up in Oakland, little brother? How you doing today?
Doing all right.
In the world. All right, all right. Sounds good to me. I'm sitting out here in this 95-degree weather. They're setting some kind of records in Las Vegas these last 3 days, from the 20th to the 23rd, we've been setting heat records. And they're saying it's going to get hotter before the end of next week. It's going to be hot. So we're expecting the heat and all of the drama that comes with the heat in Las Vegas. You know, when they got a lot of heat around, things start burning up, you know, houses catch fire, automobiles catch fire, people start shooting each other. Yeah, that heat kind of brings out the worst of people. But in Las Vegas, it brings out all of the good people that want to walk around with little or nothing on. They want to be bikini wearing and bike short wearing people. Yep, they look good out there on the strip, boy. This is the time of year where you can see all of that in Las Vegas. So I want everybody to know that if you come to Las Vegas during the summertime, you can see it all. The girls have no problem showing it off. So check it out. Come with your eyeglasses and your sunglasses. And your binocular glasses, yeah, so you can see it all, because it's all here for the viewing, right here in Las Vegas. All right, well, let's talk Major League Baseball. Let's talk baseball. So let's see how the baseball teams are going and what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to try to hit a casino and see if I can win some baseball games. So let's talk baseball. What do we got going on, DJ?
Well, let's start off with the American League. The Tampa Bay Rays are still on top with 52 wins, followed by the Baltimore Orioles, the New York Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Boston Red Sox. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, the Detroit Tigers, Chicago White Sox, and the Kansas City Royals. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top, followed by the Houston Astros, California Angels, Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland A's. In the National League, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are still on top, followed by the Miami Marlins, Philadelphia Phillies, New York Mets, and the Washington Nationals. In the National League Central, the Cincinnati Reds are still on top, followed by the Milwaukee Brewers. Actually, yeah, they're still on top, followed by the Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, and the St. Louis Cardinals. And in the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are still on top, followed by the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, San Diego Padres, and the Colorado Rockies. And that's the standings for Major League Baseball.
Well, all right. How many games are being played this weekend in the baseball league? What kind of games they got going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Well, on Saturday, I think I told you there's 15 games, and on Sunday, there's 15 games. So there's 30 games altogether.
Okay. So how about first place team or second place team? Are they playing this weekend at all?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
You want to know which first and second place teams are playing?
Yes, I do.
All right. We'll start with the American League East. The Tampa Bay Rays are in first place, and they're playing the Kansas City Royals tomorrow. And the Baltimore Orioles are in second place, and they play the Seattle Mariners on Sunday. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top, and they play the Detroit Tigers tomorrow. And in second place, it's the Cleveland Guardians, and they play on Sunday. They play the Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are in first place, and they're playing the New York Yankees tomorrow. And the Houston Astros are in second place, and they're playing the L.A. Dodgers tomorrow. In the National League, in the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top, and they play the Cincinnati Reds, who are on top in the National League Central. The Miami Marlins are in second place, and they're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And let's see, the Milwaukee Brewers are in second place in the National League Central, and they're playing the Cleveland Guardians. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are in first place in the National League West, and they're playing the San Francisco Giants, who are in second place in the National League West. So those are all the first and second place teams that are playing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like they got some pretty good games that are going to be played this weekend. It's going to be a lot of runs scored this weekend, people. They got some teams that hit a lot of home runs that are playing this week. So it should be an exciting weekend for Major League Baseball. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball. So now let's talk basketball. Let's talk the WNBA basketball and see what they're doing this weekend. What's the standing of the basketball with the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference? So do the Eastern Conference first, because we know the Las Vegas Aces are in first place in the West. So let's go with the Eastern Conference first.
All right, in the Eastern Conference, the Connecticut Sun is on top with 11 wins, followed by the New York Liberty with 7 wins. In third place, it's the Washington Mystics with 8 wins. Fourth and fifth place are the Atlanta Dream. They're in fourth. And in fifth, it's the Indiana Fever. They both have 5 wins. Actually, and in sixth place, it's the Chicago Sky. They have 5 wins also. That's the Eastern Conference. In the Western Conference, it's the Las Vegas Aces on top with 11 wins, followed by the Dallas Wings with 6 wins. The third place, it's the LA Sparks with 5 wins. In fourth place, it's the Minnesota Lynx with 4 wins. In fifth place, it's the Seattle Storm with 3 wins. And in last place, it's the Phoenix Mercury with 2 wins. And that's it for the standings in the WNBA.
Okay. Well, tell me who's playing some games on Saturday and on Sunday. What's the schedule with the WNBA?
All right. Well, there are 2 games on Saturday. The Phoenix Mercury is playing the Seattle Storm tomorrow, and the Indiana Fever is playing the Las Vegas Aces tomorrow. On Sunday, the Washington Mystics are playing the New York Liberty. There's 3 games. Second game is the Chicago Sky playing the Connecticut Sun. And the third game is the Dallas Wings playing the LA Sparks. And that's the 5 games that are happening this weekend.
Okay. Sound like they're going to have some shoot 'em up basketball. The girls are going to be shooting the lights out all over the WNBA. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for Friday, June 24th, 2023. All right, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports
FM. I'm playing music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Baby, you know, sometimes you make me want to scream.
there were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Ken? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of stories for you. There was a cowboy riding across the county, and he was going from one city to another city. And when he was riding in the desert crossing the county, his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So he ended up having to shoot that horse and bury him in the desert. And then he took his saddle off
and he was carrying it to the next city. But he ran upon a ranch, and he was looking for the rancher that owned the ranch, because he thought maybe he would be able to buy a horse from the ranch. Well, he found the rancher, and he told the rancher that he lost his horse, and he needed to buy another horse because he was riding into the city. And the rancher told him, I don't have any horses because I don't deal in horses, but I have one horse, but he no look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see that one horse and let me tell you if he looks good or not. And he's like, I'm telling you, the horse no look so good. I don't think you want this horse. And I just used him for breeding and for other little activities around the ranch. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse. Let me decide if the horse looks good or not. So the rancher said, okay. And he took him into the barn, and he showed him the horse. And the horse looked really good to the cowboy. He had a real full mane of hair, and his hair was real clean, and he looked really healthy, and his tail was real furry and full. And the cowboy said, well, just brush this horse, give him a good brushing, and I'll ride him out of here. I'll buy this horse from him. So how much money do you want for the horse? And the rancher said, I don't know. You know, I don't really sell my horses. And he, cowboy, said, well, I'll give you $1,000 for the horse. And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much for that horse. And then the cowboy said, okay, I'll give you $500 for the horse. And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. And then the cowboy said, well, I'll give you $200 for the horse. And the rancher said, nope, that's too much money for that horse. And then the cowboy said, okay, I'll give you $100 for the horse. And the rancher said, nope, that's still too much money for that horse. And then the cowboy said, what, you want $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, well, I don't know, that's still kind of too much for the horse. And then the cowboy said, look, I'll give you $25 for the horse, and I want to ride him out of here tonight. And the rancher said, okay, but I'm telling you, the horse no looks so good. And the cowboy said, well, he looks good enough for me. Just brush him and then put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him off of the ranch. So they traded money for the horse, and then he put the saddle on the horse, and he climbed on the horse, and he was riding him off the ranch, and he got to the fence at the end of the ranch, and the horse ran into the fence and flipped the cowboy off of the horse. And the cowboy said, oh, no, the rancher sold me a blind horse. This horse is blind. That's why he's talking about he no look so good. He's blind. So I'm taking him back, and I'm getting my money back. So he gets off the horse, and he walks the horse back into the ranch, and he finds the rancher, and he tells the rancher, I want my money back. You sold me a blind horse. And the rancher said, no, I didn't. I told you he no look so good. I'm G-Bun, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, there was a man that was in an industrial accident, and he sued the company that he had an accident with, and they paid him like a couple of $1 million. So the man decided that he was going to take the $1 million and he was going to start his own business. So he put signs up and told people that he was hiring for his business. and the sign said the business was a observation position, observation company. So some people lined up for the job, and the man that was holding the interview went out to the waiting room, and he took the first man and brought him in the office and sat him behind the desk. And he said, this job is an observation position. So I want you to look at me and tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at the man that was interviewing him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man screamed, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. So he left. And then the observation man went out into the waiting room, and he picked the second man that was waiting to be interviewed, and he brought him in to the office, and he sat him down behind the desk, and he told the man, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him. And then he told him, he said, you don't have any ears. And the man hollered, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you no more. So the man walked out, and he walked into the waiting room, and he saw the third person that was interested in getting the job. He told him, he said, man, whatever you do, don't say anything about this, the interviewer's ears, because he's really sensitive about that. So whatever you say, don't say anything about his ears. And if you don't, then you'll be able to get the job. I'm pretty confident that that'll get you hired. So the man said, all right, good looking out. Thank you for the help. And if I get hired, I'll look after you. I'll take care of you. And the man said, all right, that sounds good. So good luck with your interview. So the interviewer came out and got the third man and walked him into the office and sat him behind the desk. And he told the man, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and then he thought about it, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was surprised that the man said that. He was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. I have never had anybody say anything to me about contact lenses. That's amazing. That's excellent observation. What made you think of that? How did you come to that conclusion? He said, well, sir, you can't wear any eyeglasses because you got no ears to hold your glasses up. I'm G Money. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! All right. There was a man and a wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet. And when she finished her business on the toilet, she tried to get up off the toilet, and she was stuck. And she hollered for her husband to come in and help her get off the toilet. So her husband came in there and tried to pull her up off the toilet, but he couldn't pull his wife off the toilet. And she had gained some extra weight, so she was really heavy, and she was stuck on the toilet seat. So he said, all right, well, I'm going to call my plumber friend and see if he has some tools that we could use to get you off the toilet. And the wife said, okay, call him. So he walked out of the bathroom and went in the living room and called his friend. And he said, hey, my wife is stuck on the toilet. Do you think you have some tools that can help pull her off the toilet? Because she's stuck. And we tried to pull her off, but I just can't pull her. I don't have enough strength. She's stuck on the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I got something I think I can pull her off the toilet with. So I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. And he said, okay. And he hung up the phone. And he walked back in the bathroom, and he told his wife that the plumber was coming, and he was bringing some tools to help him pull his wife off the toilet. So he'll be here in a minute. And the wife said, okay, and she was just sitting there. And then the man noticed that his wife had her pants pulled down around her ankles. And all of her private parts were showing. But he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife showing all of her goods. So he went in the bedroom and looked in the closet and pulled out a big hat and brought it into the bathroom and put the hat over the wife's private parts to cover her private part and put it in her lap. And so she had the hat on her lap. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband walked out to the living room to open the door, and it was the plumber. And he walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he showed the plumber his wife that was sitting on the toilet. And he said, you think you have something that can help get her off the toilet? Because we've been pulling on her, and I just can't get her off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I got something that I think could get her off the toilet. And he walked over, and he looked at her, and he said, but the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh. All right. Well, now it's time for us to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show with some music in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
What's happening? What's going on?
I got a story for you today. I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College. My football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. Well, I went down a back street one time,
and I saw these two girls standing by themselves. And one of them was fine. So I pulled over. Let me check you out. So what's your story? And she said, well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery, but I want to have my sex changed. And I said, what, you don't like being a girl? And she said, I'm a guy. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on, man. When I was in college, I had roommates from San Francisco. And I went to my buddy's house, and I said, hi. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And my buddy's like, no, they're not all girls. And I said, but they got dresses on. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. I was in Long Beach, California. Well, these two girls started flirting with me. And they said, why don't you come with us? So I walked down the street to their house. So we get to the house, and I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. Well, we're not real women anyway. I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. I went to this casino called the Western. And I saw this white girl. I said, you got a place around here? And she said, yeah, I got a motel room. So we get to the motel room, and I had gotten in the bed all naked. And she jumped in the shower, and she came out the shower, and she had a dick. She said, I told you I wasn't a real woman. And I said, but you didn't say you were a man. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire.
Very good.
Thank you.
Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Everybody around the world, this is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you, a couple of short stories. There was a boy that lived next door to this girl in the neighborhood, and he went over to her house, and he played with her all day, and he had a lot of fun with her, and he really liked this girl. And at the end of the day, at night, he went into the house, and he had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad he met this girl that lived next door to him, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house,
and there were some girls that lived across the street, and he played with them. And he had a good time. He played with them all day long, and he had a great time playing with them. And at night, he went home and had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he liked this girl that lived across the street. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he went to bed and got up the next day and went across the street down to the corner house. And he met a girl that lived on the corner, and he talked with her and played with her all day long. And he had a good time playing with her. And at the end of the day, he went home and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad that he had met this girl that lived across the street down at the corner house, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about it, because she's your sister. And then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house to the corner house, and he met this other girl that lived on the corner. She was tall and slim, and she had blonde hair and blue eyes. And she wore eyeglasses, and she looked like she was really smart, and he really liked her because he thought she was really pretty. And he went home that night and told his dad that he had met this girl that lived around the corner, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, I don't understand what's going on. Every time I meet somebody, you tell me don't get excited because she's my sister. How am I supposed to ever have a girlfriend if everybody I like and I meet, you tell me they are my sisters? I don't understand what's going on. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. Mama, mama. And his mother walked in and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? And he said, every time I go out and I meet a girl and I really like her, I come home and I tell daddy about her. And he says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. I don't know what to think. I can't ever have a girlfriend because every girl I like is my sister. That's so awful. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. I'm so upset. Mama, I need some help. Could you help me? And his mother said, baby, don't worry about nothing that man is telling you. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. I got one more joke for you. All right, there was a boy that before he went to sleep, he got down on his knees and he said his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And the next morning, he found out his grandmother had died of a stroke, and he was upset. And then that next night, he bent down on his knees when he went to bed, and he said his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather. And he found out the next day his grandfather died of a heart attack. And he was upset, but he went to sleep that next night. And his mother and his father were in the bedroom with him while he was praying, saying his prayers. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy. And the next day, his father was so nervous that everything he did, he gave everybody the right of way that was driving in front of him. He let them pass him. And then he gave the right of way to everybody when he got to the corner. He let all these people pass in front of him. And then he turned and made turns at the corner, and he watched the traffic and gave everybody in the traffic the right of way so that he didn't have any arguments, no disagreements with anybody. Throughout the whole day, he was nice and he was kind and he was gentle all day long. And when he went to lunch, he let the people in the lunch line cut in front of him when they were getting their meals for lunch. And then he went to the store after work, and he was in line, and he let some people cut in front of him because he didn't want them to have to wait if he could had time to wait. So he would let everybody go in front of him. And he got home. And he told his wife, he said, "Baby, I made it all day without having any problems, any complications at all. Oh, I'm so grateful. God bless you." And his wife said, "Yeah, well, that's good to hear. But you know, our mailman, he died this morning." I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I think it's time to shut the show down. This is Friday, and that's the last joke of the day. So sit back and relax as we recognize all of the followers, the friends, and the fan club members that are celebrating their birthdays today. On June 24th, 2023. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we want to recognize today of the fans and followers and fan club members from the radio show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, June 23rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Jacqueline Renee Kennedy. Happy birthday to Bruce A. Chapman. Happy birthday to Steve Harmon. Happy birthday, Sherika Blackman. Happy birthday, Robert Petaway. Happy birthday, Brandon B. Neal. Happy birthday, Zoe Elizabeth Ann. Happy birthday, Jimmy Smith. Happy birthday, Latasha Hinton. Happy birthday, Albert Ellis. Happy birthday to Renia Weeks. And last but not least, happy birthday to Ronald King. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, June 23rd, 2023.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Happy birthday to all of your fans and followers of our radio show. And happy birthday to you today. I don't know if it's the 23rd or 24th of the day, but let's see, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, okay, tomorrow's the 24th. Very good, DJ. I'm so proud of you. You are so sharp. All right, well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 23rd, 2023. So may God bless you and show you grace and kindness and bless you with the goodness of all of your family and friends, and may everybody be surrounded by you and for you with love and attention from all of your family and friends forever and ever. Amen. Well, I got a birthday song for you, and it goes like, let me wet my whistle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and may you have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow, and may you have good things, blessed by God for your everlasting life, and may you be surrounded by friends and family for your birthday. Delight. I'm G Money, and I wish you well for your birthday. And I want to wish you all the best that you can get. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, and may God bless you. And the Lord Jesus bless you on your birthday. For everlasting life, we pray for the everlasting life. And I believe in everlasting life. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world.
I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Hey, G-Money, someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
Madman, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door, and she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
Madman, you were so ugly. You had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Bad man, you are so ugly. You have to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal.
Bad man, you used to be called Tunnel Man. You wore coat tight, a red cape, and a green power belt, and you wore a turtle mask because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tight.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determined the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
Batman can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose identity is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and got marked action in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't break out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman was the only superhero that didn't have any friends. His mama had put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.